Notice is hereby given that the Common Council of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Tuesday, October 15, 2019 at 6:30 p.m. or soon thereafter, as the matter may be heard in the Common Council chambers at Franklin City Hall, to hear public comment regarding a proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the future land use map use designation for property located at 8429 and 8459 West Forest Hill Avenue from residential use in areas of natural resource features use to institutional use in areas of natural resource features use. Franklin Public Schools applicant Ronald S. Pesci and Sue Pesci, property owners. Properties which are subject to this application currently bear tax key numbers 839-999-0000 and 839-999-1004, with the legal description on file and available for public viewing. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Wisconsin Statutes 66.10014D. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan is available and open for inspection in the office of the City Clerk at Franklin City Hall and at the Franklin Public Library. In addition, the draft ordinance is available for review on the city's website. Any questions or comments about the proposed amendment may be directed to Joel Deedle, dated this fourth day of September 2019.
Before we get into the Comprehensive Master Plan, we also had a public hearing opened on the rezoning of the land. Again, that one will be postponed as well. I'll just tell you, the school district is interested in changing the zoning so that in some future date they could use the land for some future recreational purpose. So, okay, we have a properly noticed public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone wishing to speak? Seeing no one rise, we will continue this on at the meeting of December 3rd. Okay, with that, we'll move on. I'm sorry, Alderman Taylor.
It's my understanding that we voted on G12, so at the county board, we asked for unanimous consent to be added in favor, but do we have to reconsider? Because, I mean, I'd like to vote on that, so whatever's simpler.
I thought you closed it.
I didn't close it.
Oh.
I can't close it. So we'll come back.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so move on to item D2. Well,
aren't you going to vote on putting it over or consent? It's a public hearing.
Okay, is there a motion to hold this over to December 3rd?
So moved. Second.
Those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Alderman Taylor, without objection, will we note Alderman Taylor's assent to the item G12, whereby we approved Jack Bennett?
Consider.
Is there a motion to reconsider G12?
So moved. Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. On the motion G12, is there a motion to adopt a resolution to rename the Sewer and Water Operations Center to John M. Bennett PE Utilities Operations Center?
I believe I made the first motion, so I'll make the motion.
Second.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
A motion carries unanimously, 6 ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions.
Thank you.
Okay, we move on to D2, a public hearing regarding amendment to the Comprehensive Master Plan for apartments on Highway 100 and Scepter. Madam Clerk.
Notice is hereby given that the Common Council of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Tuesday, October 15, 2019 at 6:30 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council chambers at Franklin City Hall to hear public comment regarding a proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the future land use map use designation for property generally located at South Scepter Drive and West Church Street from mixed use to residential multifamily use. William Bodner, managing member, Bodner Property Management LLC applicant. Property which is a subject to this application bears tax key number 795-9999-008, consisting of approximately 5.723 acres of land. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Wisconsin Statute 66.1001-4D. Public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the City Clerk at Franklin City Hall and the Franklin Public Library. In addition, the draft ordinance is available for review at the City's website. Any questions or comments about the proposed amendment may be directed to Joel Deedle, dated this fourth day of September 2019.
We have a properly noticed public hearing. Mr. Deedle, the highlights, please.
This item is also related to some other items on the agenda as well, special use, a rezoning. A natural resource special exception will be brought forward at a later date. So as the public hearing noticed, it's to accommodate a proposed project, an apartment development that's on the west side of Highway 100, across the street from the Shops of Wyndham Village. The Comprehensive Master Plan shows this area as mixed use right now. The applicant's asking to change it to residential use, multifamily residential use. The zoning is going to have to be changed accordingly to also accommodate this project. Now I can go in more details when we get to the special use later tonight if there's questions.
Okay. With that, I'll open the public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone wishing to speak? Okay, seeing no one rise, I'll close the public hearing. Questions from the council? Okay, without objection, let's move to item G3, which is an ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the City of Franklin 2025 Future Land Use Map for property generally located at South Scepter Drive and West Church Street from mixed use to residential multifamily. Questions from staff? Is there a motion in regards to this item?
I'll move. I'll second it.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Motion carries. 5 ayes, 1 no, no absent, no abstentions. Move on to G4, which is an ordinance to amend the zoning map to rezone the parcels from R3 to R8.
I'll move.
Second.
Question, Alderman Mayer.
I have never been in favor of apartments. I'm not in favor of apartments here. I talked to the developer to see if he could do some sort of owner-occupied development. He will not do that for whatever reasons. More rental properties there is not a good idea. I think there's a lot of potential there. I don't think this is the right area for apartments, more apartments.
Robert D'Andrea.
The Plan Commission did have a thorough and lengthy discussion regarding the site, how it was zoned originally, and what the future is lying for this area. It's along a rather busy road that single-family residential originally planned area does not make sense, or mixed-use property is not coming to fruition with the development that occurred to the east in the Wyndham area. And as we continue to see that area and the area that would be to the north not develop properly. So Mr. Bodner came with this request several months ago and invested a lot of time and energy as well as resources to come up with a proposal that the Plan Commission took very seriously and approved. And so this creates a good buffer. There's a lot of apartment complexes to the west, as well as townhouses to the south. So it'll be a good blend. Plus, it's new, and plus, it's going to add in excess of $5 million to the tax base without a cost. I mean, without a necessary cost to the city. So, and not a significant impact on our school district. So that's why the Plan Commission decided to move forward with it, and with a recommendation.
Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. This was a good proposal back in time. It's still a good proposal today. I remember, I don't think we have to beat it all, go through all the issues, but you know, residential, a single-family home is just something that was just not going to work there. And I think for those that I remember showed up last time from the, I think it was the condominium complex, they, you know, I think they much rather have this than, you know, commercial trucking in the back. I mean, the trucks are going to come off, not off, they're going to come off of, obviously, Highway 100, but for any type of warehousing, loading, that's going to be in the backside. So I don't think they'd appreciate that. This is exact. You already have density here, so add more to it. There's nothing wrong with it. That's where you want to add density. This is just not some apartment complex in the middle of nowhere. There is multifamily housing all around it. So, like I said, it was good back in time, and I'm glad we're here now. Get this done.
Is there a motion to approve Resolution 2016?
I made it already.
Oh, sorry.
I think I seconded it.
I seconded it.
Or someone did. Kristen did.
Sorry. Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? No. Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries 5 ayes, 1 no, no absent, no abstention. So with that, we move back to item G1. Consent.
I'm going
to
do 5.
Sorry. See, I'm getting old.
That's all right.
Item 5 is a resolution for conditions and restrictions and a special use for the same project.
So moved.
Mayor. Second.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I wanted to talk about the special uses because of the density. Is that correct, Mr. Needle?
And the use.
Okay. So we have almost 6 acres here, 5.73, almost six
yes.
acres. 40 units?
Yes.
Just a comparison to what the council's approved over on the College Avenue. 4 acres, 48 units. Almost 2 more acres here and 8 less units just for future consideration of the density on that site as a comparison.
Yes.
If anyone has a problem with this. Okay.
Alderman Mayer.
Well, first, we'll let us, Joel's going to say something first.
Just a couple notes. I did hand out some additional materials on this matter. The rest of the site plan materials are referenced in the resolution, so I wanted to make sure they were in the council packet. So that's what's in front of the council that I handed out tonight. There are 2 corrections in the resolution. Condition number 1 and condition number 3 refer to the zoning district as being R3. It really is R8, so staff will make those technical corrections. And then the applicant would like to request waiver of the requirement to do irrigation for the landscaping.
Alderman Mayer had been recognized.
I just want to point out this has not gone to the Environmental Commission yet for special exception. And how will that affect if the environmental asks for something later? What's that going to do to this? How is that going to work?
Yeah, we've warned the applicant. It's a small chance, but it exists. If the applicant does want to do any mitigation for the natural resources for the removal of the young woodlands, if the Common Council agrees that there has to be mitigation and directs that it be on site, staff would probably direct that it be included as part of the landscaping, some additional landscaping. So then worst-case scenario, there might not be enough room for all that mitigation. They might have to move the site plan around. Then they would have to go back and get reapproved. So the applicant is aware of that, but did want to proceed with the rest of these items as soon as possible. That's why all the rest of the items he needs are here tonight. But that's why he has to come back for the natural resource special exception.
Alderman Wilhelm.
So I still have the floor.
Alderman, sir. Sorry.
So if there is an issue with the Environmental Commission, would it come back here or what? I'm still not clear on what would happen.
So the Natural Resource Special Exception will go to the Environmental Commission this month, Plan Commission, Common Council next month.
Will come back to us?
Yes, but okay. Just the Natural Resource Special Exception.
Okay.
And if that causes any changes to the site plan, then that would go back to the Plan Commission, but only if there were changes to the site plan.
Thank you.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Environmental Commission, I don't think, has ever recommended denial on maybe once in 20
years. Yes, only
years.
A couple times, correct.
And
usually recommends mitigation, but because it's young woods and it's you know, nothing special, young woods, staff would probably, although final decision hasn't been made, I should be careful about that, we're leaning towards mitigation. It could be some kind of enhanced landscaping.
Environmental Commission recommend body to the Common Council, so
correct.
Council has final say. Okay.
Okay. I would urge leaving aggregation in.
Why?
No, I don't have.
I don't have an issue. Why would you? I mean,
our motion regarding. Oh wait.
I think we already.
I made the motion.
I second it.
Motion include deletion of the requirement for landscape irrigation.
Correct. Yes, just like it was pointed out. And
Alderman Dandrea's second.
Yeah. Technical. Always the technical corrections. God, I love that.
Always have technical.
Yeah, always technical.
Okay, given that, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Motion carries 5 ayes, 1 no, no absent, no abstentions. Now, if I got this right.
Mayor, one more comment.
I guess I didn't. Alderman Wilhelm.
I just like to thank Mr. Bodner, and I'd like to let you know that I still have property over on College Avenue. Thank you.
I encourage that property on College Avenue. Just, well, no, it's done right.
We're making more comments. I'll throw one more.
Alderman Mayor.
Mr. Bodner has been very helpful to work with. I just am opposed to apartments. I have been every time it's come up here, and I'm not in favor of apartments. But as far as Mr. Bodner goes, he seems like he's willing to work with people.
Okay. Can I go to G1 now?
Yes, you can. Finally. I know you've been itching to get there. So.
Okay. Consent agenda. Any requests for a separate action?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G2 is on hold. Move to G6. Let me find a page number for you.
79.
It's a motion to adopt an ordinance to for the annual budget for TIB 4 to appropriate $10,000 for appraiser services.
Move.
Second.
All those in favor of the I'm sorry, Alderman Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, TID 4 is laid out very clearly in the next item, but just for our public listening audience, TID 4 is where?
27th and Oakwood. Thank you. Thanks for asking. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion.
That's in a roll call vote.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. Jeez. Am I off my game tonight or what? Madam Clerk.
I show up late and there you
Alderman
go.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
5 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. I even got that wrong. Okay. G7 is to amend task order number 5 and number 6.
I'll move.
For
option A, B, and C.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Alderman, for clarifying. This is on TID 4, 27th and Oakley.
It's basically it's continuing what we've basically asked staff to do. There's just some modifications. No more money. It's the same amount of money that we were going to give to Rooker and Milkey. That is still there. Just we're finally moving ahead.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
I'm not opposed.
Alderman, motion carries. Mr. Morrow.
So A, B, and C, so you're authorizing the task orders. Land appraiser, we're going to proceed with that. Proceed on soliciting equipment. There's one other issue in here, if you see underlined at the bottom of page 82. This revolves around the DOT's project. They're doing they anticipate that the connection between I-94 and 27th Street will be open to traffic by July of next year. And just FYI, that will remain a state highway. They won't turn that over to the city of Oak Creek. They'll keep that. So they'll be maintaining it, plowing it, and so forth for really for our benefit. There is a situation where our TIA for a corporate park indicated that we need an additional turn lane between I-94 and 27th Street. We basically need additional lane so westbound traffic can turn north. Through that process is that our the TID laws do not allow us to expend our TID monies across city boundaries. And so there is a situation that if the TID is available or if another TID is available to compensate for that, DOT staff has discussed some situation whereas they would pay for that, but we would help them out with their resurfacing project of 27th Street from Elm Road down to County Line. So it's basically taking off 4 inches, putting back 4 inches, and doing some major rehab for the bridge. And that does affect the TID, so it could be argued that that is also helping the TID. So there is also, that's $800,000 worth, but then we could get some grants that could potentially pay for up to half, but that's depend on job creations. So I tell you all that because, and I reiterate all that, it's written here, but because that really affects our portion of Elm Road. We are still in the process of acquiring properties along through there, and they need to know kind of an idea of when we anticipate that we might construct our portion of Elm Road because they have to put some dates on the temporary easements that we need to do the project. So I guess I'm without a decision tonight, I need to know if there's appetite to proceed with the project this next year, or are we going to put it off for 2 or 3 years?
Mr. Rosberg, then I'll.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to remind the council that Finance has been presenting annual reports on TID 4. TID 4 has an expenditure period that ends in June of 2020, so that's less than a year away. And as the city engineer has indicated, the state is willing to, in essence, swap projects, but they're planning for a new TID in that area while it is underway. Nothing is certain as to when that new TID may be created. So if the city commits monies to a project along 27th Street, unless that project occurs prior to next June, it would not be spent with TID money.
2023 is the estimated time frame.
Alderman Taylor.
Well, I guess I'm still confused to why this is a state project, the new interchange, why we're being asked to spend money in Oak Creek. I mean, that to me, where's our state representative? Or our two do-nothing state representatives? Where are they? I mean, seriously, why are we on the hook for $800,000 in the city of Oak Creek on an interchange that's being built in the city of Oak Creek? That makes zero sense. So we're basically, you know, so then we have